Well, here we are, week two in Lent, a time when we reflect and prepare our hearts and minds before the celebration of Easter. Now, for many people, Lent isn't an easy time, especially when you have decided to fast from something, and within a few weeks, or for some, just days, you've forgotten your good intentions and you're back to your old ways. It's not unlike when you have tried to obey God to the best of your ability, and yet at the same time you've realized that you really didn't have the strength to do it. If that's you, then you're not alone. The writer of our passage from Psalm 119 felt the same way. His psalm is about growing and walking in faith and not growing weak. The Christian walk we undertake, it's not always easy, but with God's help, it is achievable. Our psalm is in celebration of God's law, and the psalmist asked God to teach him to obey his law. He knew that God's law is really about having our hearts changed to be aligned with God's will for our lives. He represents those of us who've trusted God and been restored to life by God's power. The psalmist needed God's help to teach him how to live his life, just as we also need God's help. Show us the way to live, Lord. That's what we pray. The truth is that God's word is all we need for God's living, for godly living. By grasping its powerful message, we, as God's children, can be pure. Because God's word teaches us sound doctrine. It's one thing to be taught, and another thing to understand that teaching. God shows us the basics, and we must start with them. It's God's responsibility to give us both content and understanding as we ask for it to help us learn, and as we obey what God shows us. Then our knowledge will grow throughout our lives. The Father is happy when we obey him wholeheartedly, that is, without hesitating or asking questions. He doesn't have to explain everything he asks us to do. Obedience will provide us with the explanation. In our daily lives, we know that obedience is a very essential habit we should adopt in our homes, workplaces, and in communities in which we live. In simple terms, obedience is compliance with an order, request, law, or submission to another's authority. And for us, there is no higher authority than God. Jesus tells us in John 14, verse 23, that in the same act of love for him, we must comply with whatever God has commanded, for it is our duty. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." So if we endeavour to comply with God's laws, which he will help us with, what is there that we can do on our part to help? If we want to live the life God wants us to live, we have to be very choosy about what we give our lives and attention to. God's word shows us the right path to take. He teaches us how to stay on the path that he has laid out for us. We must learn to be obedient to God's word instead of looking for happiness in the things of this world. We must seek happiness in God's word. Dear friends, we mustn't lose sight of what is really important in our Christian lives. Too many people think of a church as just a building, and of course, churches are important. But God's work will go on regardless of where people meet to worship him. Just consider how much love and concern is being shown to friends and neighbours during the COVID lockdown. The TV news is full of good deeds, and it's almost as though such a thing has never happened before. As Christians, we are asked to obey the law of Christ, which is the law of love, as it's seen in John 13, verse 34. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Jesus also asks us to love our neighbours as we love ourselves, for this is the second greatest commandment that he gave to his disciples. In Galatians 6, verse 2, we learn that when we love God and obey him, we naturally have love one for another, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, we will fulfill the law of Christ. As we grow older, we gain wisdom and begin to learn that many of the things we focus on in life won't matter very much in the end, especially if they're worldly things. As we get older, we won't wish we had worked harder or made more money or had a better job. We will likely wish that we had loved more and focused on people more, spent more time with our families, shared our faith more, prayed more, and pursued God's purpose for our lives. Like the psalmist, we also have to decide to give ourselves to God. However, we know our own weaknesses, and no matter how much we want to please God, God must give us the strength to overcome our weakness. Only God can give us both the motivation and the energy to follow him. Our hearts must be renewed again and again. Just like the Israelites who were wandering in the desert, they couldn't live on yesterday's manna. They were supplied with fresh manna from God every day. Similarly, we can't rely on past experiences as a substitute for a vital daily walk with God. When you look back on your life, you may think you really haven't grown much in faith. But I assure you, others will see the growth in you over the years. It's like spring cleaning. You know, when you remove a picture from the wall and suddenly you see the mark on the wall where that picture has hung for all those years past. And that's due to light. The light having shone on that wall and picture for countless thousands of hours. Similarly, as you have endeavoured to follow God's leading throughout your life, the word of God, the light of Christ, has shone on you, and it will take others to see the change in you as you have matured, just as God intended. So, my friends, don't punish yourselves for not being as godly as you wish you had been. The Father sees what is done in secret, and as you have shown love to your neighbour and the stranger alike, don't doubt that on that final day, you will be welcomed into God's love with his confirming words, "Welcome, good and faithful servant." Amen.